Hello and welcome to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day, from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Honora Werner. Sister Honora is an itinerant preacher, doing retreats, parish missions, and other pulpit preaching, and she's a member of the Caldwell Dominicans. Her preaching today is entitled, Life in the Paschal Mystery.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. After the 5,000 had eaten and were satisfied, Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and precede him to the other side toward Bethsaida, while he dismissed the crowd. And when he had taken leave of them, he went off to the mountain to pray. When it was evening, the boat was far out on the sea, and he was alone on shore. Then he saw that they were tossed about while rowing, for the wind was against them. About the fourth watch of the night, he came toward them walking on the sea. He meant to pass by them, but when they saw him walking on the sea, they thought it was a ghost and cried out. They had all seen him and were terrified. But at once he spoke with them. Take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid. He got into the boat with them, and the wind died down. They were completely astounded. They had not understood the incident of the loaves. On the contrary, their hearts were hardened. The Gospel of the Lord. Yesterday, we heard the story of the loaves and fishes, and we heard those four verbs. Jesus took, blessed, broke, and gave the food. The same verbs we hear during the Eucharistic prayer. Could this be a preview of Holy Thursday? Well, today we find the apostles in the midst of a storm at sea. Mark says Jesus was alone on the shore. In his passion narrative, Mark has Jesus alone on Calvary. Well, here during the night, he came walking on the waves. The apostles, thinking it a ghost, cried out in terror. He told them to calm down, and he joined them in the boat as the storm calmed. They were in terror with Jesus no longer with them. A Good Friday image? But here he comes walking on the water, getting into the boat as the storm comes. He is with them once more, and they are safe from those wild waves. An Easter image? We might wonder why we hear this imagery at the beginning of ordinary time in the church year. This is the time the church focuses on discipleship. We cannot be disciples, however, without living that paschal pattern of a life of self-giving, suffering and death, and then new life. At any time of our lives, we will be in one of those aspects of the Paschal Mystery. But we can't be disciples if we try to avoid them. As a colleague of mine used to teach, true discipleship is cruciform. So, Happy New Year, whatever aspect of the mystery you're in. Jesus will be by your side in the boat of your life, no matter what.